Good morning, and welcome to today's Daily Inspiration. How could someone be so ignorant? Who are you, Lord? Acts 26:15. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. The Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. Isaiah 8:11. There is no escape when our Lord speaks. He always comes using his authority and taking hold of our understanding. Has the voice of God come to you directly? If it has, you cannot mistake the intimate insistence with which it has spoken to you. God speaks in the language you know best, not through your ears, but through your circumstances. God has to destroy our determined confidence in our own convictions. We say, I know that this is what I should do. And suddenly the voice of God speaks in a way that overwhelms us by revealing the depths of our ignorance. We show our ignorance of him in the very way we decide to serve him. We serve Jesus in a spirit that is not hit and not hurt him by our defense of him. We push his claims in the spirit of the devil. Our words sound all right, but the spirit is that of an enemy. He rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of. Luke 9:55, the spirit of our Lord in his followers is described in 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the love with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether they are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Have I been persecuting Jesus by an eager determination to serve him in my own way? If I feel I have done my duty, yet have hurt him in the process, I can be sure that this was not my duty. My way will not be able to foster a meek and quiet spirit, only the spirit of self-satisfaction. We presume that whatever is unpleasant is our duty. Is that anything like the spirit of our Lord? I delight to do your will, O my God. And your law is within my heart. Psalm 48.